360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering is with us. Dude, it's going to be 100 degrees at the yard today.
Yeah, it's not going to be cold. I'm sitting outside right now, and I can tell that it's going to be smoking hot.
All right, AC in the booth? Probably, right? I mean, you guys keep the windows open, but you'll be relatively cool.
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely air conditioning. I feel like our level on the Loge level, that walkway will be a very popular place to hang out today. Just a hunch, because you can get some of the AC coming back down, and then you get the natural. Hopefully there's a little bit of a breeze to cool some people down. Otherwise, it's going to be a steamboat out there today.
You know, Jeff, Brandon posed an interesting question, whether or not it would even have been possible to push the game back to have it be a night game.
Oh, yeah, no way. I mean, you'd almost have to. I mean, the thing is that we were just in Texas. It was 107 degrees at game time one day, I think on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I think it got to be about 109 at some point. But you were inside. You couldn't feel it. But they played outside from 1962 until just a couple of years ago. So, I mean, if they can do it down there, we're going to be okay today. Just make sure you're hydrated and try and find as much shade as you can.
Okay, got to ask you then, because BobVila.com has some tips for how to stay cool, especially when you sleep. And one of them was putting a pillow or a pillowcase in the freezer and then putting it on, and then that'll help cool you down. The other one was getting your sheets wet, putting them in the spin cycle so they're not dripping wet but damp, and then sleeping with damp sheets.
Interesting. Bob Vila's got a trick for everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm out on that one, dude. Then you're just wet and saucy all night.
Yeah, I'm good. I think I'd just rather sleep in a bathtub.
Just keep your head above water.
Yeah, Yuke and I were talking yesterday, and I'm sure he brought it up on the air, but when he played in St. Louis and it got super hot in summertime, they would have cabbage leaves in a cooler, and you'd put a cabbage leaf underneath your cap and then put it on top of your head. So that would try and keep you cool, but then you'd have cabbage stew as soon as the game was over. So, I mean, that's kind of a
finish there. It was tasty. I liked it. I miss that stew.
Yeah, cabbage stew. Not a lot of people make cabbage stew anymore, but I bet it would be good after it was on Uke's Dome.
By the way, I was a little disappointed. I didn't see any interview with Mil Vereen in the booth yesterday.
Yeah, no, I think his access was denied on that level of the
He wanted to come. No, I'm going up there.
Yeah, I think he tried, but we get some top-notch security up at that level, so we'll be all right. Yeah, I'd never heard of Mil Vereen until yesterday, to be honest with you. I'd never heard of him. Then I see this guy running out there with his shirt off. I said, does this dude have knives coming out of his hands? Come on.
You wondered if this was – is this the guy who's throwing out the first pitch, or is this a security breach?
Yeah, I was really questioning life there for a minute. And then he had a jersey with his name on it. I guess he's okay. He's cleared.
Advantage either team today in the heat level or no?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you got Corbin Burnes and Kenta Maeda going today. I'm not sure if there's anybody that has an advantage. Both teams are probably at a disadvantage. Think about the catchers that are in the gear today. Think about the umpires that don't have a chance to get into the dugouts in between innings. I mean, those are the guys that I worry about today on a hot steamboat like it is today.
Think about those poor fans who have to sit in the sun and watch the game drinking a cold one. I mean, that's work.
Yeah, I know it is. It's a lot of work, but they can get up and go get another cold one. That's okay. I'm hanging in there with that. It's going to be a good day. They can bring your own water bottles today, too.
That's right.
Make sure it's clear. As many water bottles as you can bring. No size requirements. So that's a good thing today. Stay hydrated. If you're thirsty, it's too late.
that's the truth. That's another pro tip from Levering today. Yeah. Thanks, my friend. Have a good call today.
All right, you guys. Have a good one.